Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Today is, what is today? Today is Tuesday, August the 28th, and this is Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday, and I have you guys on speakerphone, so hopefully I won't talk too loud and I won't be too close, so hopefully you can hear me. Today we're talking about, you know, some of the outrageous statements of Mr. Christopher Christie, mayor of New Jersey, Governor of New Jersey, so we're going to talk about that today and talk about a few other things. That, you know, this is Black People Business Wednesday, and what I try to do is, you know, from a, you know, really, I like to pride myself in saying that, yeah, you know, my parents emphasized education, and I did my best to educate myself, and I found that, you know, I like being smart, I like news and stuff, and once again, I can talk to five or six of my African-American friends, colleagues, and they're really not abreast of what's going on. And, you know, you really need to be able to at least interpret some of the stuff that's going on. So what we're talking about today, what we talk about every day, the events of the day, and now that the election is going on, I really emphasize that everybody vote, please vote. Because, you know, this is some crazy stuff that's going on. So I'm going to try to stay on task because I stay so upset. Because, you know, I'm a very, you know, and I just want to, first of all, I always say I want to start by giving thanks. And I want to give thanks to my parents. And every morning I wake up, I give thanks to God, I give thanks to my parents. Because my parents taught me to be an involved individual, and involved in your community, involved in your government, at least be aware. And I used to go with my mom all the time to vote when she voted. So I grew up as a voter. I try to emphasize that my children vote. But, you know, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but like a lot of, you know, it's like if you're unaware about what goes on, people use that to your disadvantage and to their advantage. And, you know, just by our political ignorance, you know, we choose to not know what's going on, and you know, people are so full of shit, and you got to know what's going on, especially when it comes to elections. And this is, I think, a more critical election than voting President Obama in, because I think now we really see the climate of what America really is. You know, and I'm 47, almost 48 years old, born in 1964. And I always say, you know, I'm the one the Civil Rights Act was passed for. You know, so I wouldn't have to grow up and feel like I was less than somebody else just because my skin was brown. You know, and people died for me that didn't even know me. I mean, and you know, and I just can't just live my life every day and act like that shit doesn't mean something to me. Because my parents, again, and I love my parents, they taught me to be proud about my blackness. People fought, and my parents fought. My parents didn't go to college like half of their children did, but their children did. And it was important to them that their children come up, be better. And they put us all in private school, and they didn't have to do that shit. They did not have to do that shit. So I'm not just going to live every day and act like all the sacrifice that was made for me, it's just for me to sit back like a big old fat-ass pig, like Chris Christie, running your big fat-ass mouth about people that really know what's going on. You know, and if you look back at the history of Chris Christie and how he got to be even where he is today, he was a George Bush ass-kisser. So he kissed enough ass, so when it was his time to run for something, they put so much money in the political ads like they do today, that they couldn't help but, and everybody, all of being rude and shit, you know, so most people, you know, all of being rude and shit, and you're a grown-ass public official out there, and children, not only are your children watching you, And other people are watching you, other kids are watching you, and you out there calling people retards. I know a lot of people that have children with special needs. I got a disabled sister. And the fucking word retard really don't sit well with me, coming from a big, fat, overweight, fat pig that's probably lucky his heart didn't stop while he was sleeping last night. And that's the kind of shit we need to stop. If we can all call names, but if we have political positions, we're supposed to put ourselves at a fucking higher standard than everybody just out in the fucking street. Yeah, you were from the street. Yeah, if I was black, but he ain't in there rapping every time he goes and does some shit. I mean, come on. Bring yourself up higher. So come into the convention and the ignorant-ass Republican folks you talk to, oh, they so happy to hear you bash the governor, okay, talking about, what is this old shit? Hold on. See, and that's why I have to watch myself. I go outside, I had to ask God for forgiveness. I went outside for 5 minutes, and I had to cut somebody out. I was outside, just trying to return some stuff. And we live in such a fucked up racist climate, and I guess I bring it out myself, I already know. But even you so happy that you can't help me with some shit. Oh, it's our policy, and you smiling and shit, and all of your nipples are showing. You know what I'm saying? That you just so happy that you can't do some shit for me. So I just had to turn around and say, like, quit being so happy about that you can't help me, jackass. And if my name was Sally, you'd be a little more accommodating. See, that's me. And that's where I have to work on me and myself, and I have to ask God every day, stop that in me, okay? Because I already know it's true, but for them to bring out the anger in me on it, you know, I was like, well, when the president wins, then I have to throw the president, because that's really why he's mad at me, because the president is black. He wouldn't be so mad at me and so happy to deny me some services and shit if there wasn't a big old black man about to be reelected. And all they got to choose from is Romney. You know what I'm saying? So I was outside 15 minutes, had to come back in and ask God for forgiveness. But I already know. You know, God, I'm not ready. Obviously, I'm not ready. When I can go out there and let the biggest jackass just be happy that he can't help me, then I'm a little better than I was yesterday. And I wasn't good today. And I'm thinking about all of this. Okay, so Chris Christie, okay, the last person that needs to be talking about people, all right, because the biggest loser is looking for some new people next year, and he could really go on there, and he'd be a celebrity biggest loser. He'd be my first choice. Why are you calling people retards? Okay, Jerry Brown is old enough to be his daddy. You need to be showing some respect. That's what's wrong. That's why nobody shows no respect, because you got people out here calling themselves leaders, calling it like he's in kindergarten, saying retard to a grown-ass man. You know, and even as a claims adjuster, when I was a claims adjuster, you know, I wanted to call so many people retards. But, you know, there's a certain level of professionalism that you set yourself to when you're a professional. And you don't go out there saying, hey, my nigga, retard, or some shit like that, when you're on your professional stage. And you just don't do it. Maybe at home with your kids when you're joking. Oh, you're a retard. I've called my son Freddie a retard. Then I have to thank God, you know what? He could go out and get in an accident, and something could happen to my son, and he could be retarded. Forgive me. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had, you know, and nothing's been given to me. Everything God gave me. So I respect people and things. And speaking of that, then he has a speech tonight, which was on when I'm starting the show. And what's he teaching about or preaching about, speeching about at the speech tonight? Oh, he's teaching about love. Okay, he's teaching about love, what his mom taught him. But yet he's just calling Governor Brown, 79 years old, 80 years old, old enough to be probably his daddy and granddaddy, a retard. He's calling him a retard, but he's preaching tonight about, oh, how we need to just stop all this. Choose respect. Now, you know, really, really, Republicans, how do you fucking sleep at night? Less than 24 hours ago, this big fat pig, excuse me, was calling my dude, Jerry Brown, that's my homie, okay, a retard. And see, and I'm, okay, wait, let's go back. So when he's preaching to the Republican fools, talking about, you could, I can't believe you people elected Jerry Brown over Meg Whitman. Well, you know why? Because they remember Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger. Okay, that's why, fatty. And I remember him too. And I voted for him. Okay, he was too busy boinking everybody in his office and in Santa Monica and not governing the fucking country. Imagine what you're doing. Because as a fat kid, I'm sure you didn't get much nanny. And now that you're famous, I'm sure you do. So you know what? I hope something. Shut up is what you need to do. All right? So there we go. That's why. Oh, I can't believe you people. Well, who are you people? Calling him an old retard suggested to the delight of the California Republicans. See, being nasty, that's why you're going to lose. That's why you're going to lose because, you know, God don't like ugly. My mama say it all the time. God don't like ugly. My God does not like ugly. So if you out there being ugly, grown-ass leaders calling people retard, what if the president got up there and called, like, Romney a retard, which, you know, wouldn't be so bad or off. You same thing. Stupid. And then I preached tonight on the public national speech about how your mom taught you love and to choose respect and, quote, stop tearing each other down. What? I want whatever Chris Christie's smoking, because for him, less than 24 hours ago, my boy Harry, we taught how you people can choose him and take your state back. Look at me. I'm a Republican, and my state is freaking so many percent, 80% Democrat, and I took it back. Look at me. Look at me. Why do you get this retard? My God. And then you go tonight, talking about what your mama taught you. Please. And then you're talking about truth. My mom told me to speak the truth. Well, the truth is you need to lose about 180 pounds. Okay? That's true. Go talk to Tony Robbins. Ain't he your dude? Ask him how you can lose it. There we go. Oh, retard. Okay. Says he has enacted billions of dollars in spending cuts to balance that state's budget and his bombastic style. And that's, we're talking about Christie. Okay, and that's another thing. Chris Christie is talking about how, you know, all of it, he doesn't know what he's doing. And, you know, the message I want to deliver to California this morning is that there's hope, okay? Don't give up on the fact that California can be governed. I do, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, he's talking about Pete Wilson. You, the Pete Wilson. How old were you when Pete Wilson was governor or whatever? My God, just run in your fat mouth. Shut up. You've seen it governed before, and you've been governed effectively. California once did have a great, great governor, like Governor Pete Wilson, who was in the audience. So he ain't nothing but an ass kisser. So he was kissing his ass. Who knew how to govern the state? It's not uncommon for Republicans. Okay, no, that's not him talking. It's not uncommon for them to bash each other. Where are we at? And let's see. And vice versa. Christie was invited to speak at the California delegation Monday at breakfast. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I'm sure he showed up. Nice and early meeting. And then you know what? I mean, and I'm a fat girl. Okay, so I ain't got nothing against fat people. You know, I'm a fat girl. I got fat jeans, whatever. I'm working on it. I'm losing it. I'm working on it. I stay pretty nice. Elbows almost 50. But you know what? Everybody in his family is fat. He's fat. I think maybe his wife isn't fat, but all the kids are fat. So him and the kids are sitting up on the couch just getting fat and judging people. And I don't like to judge people when you're not supposed to. But you know what? At some point, you need to tell people like that to shut their fat mouth if they're going to judge. Be perfect before you get to throwing stones, fatty, because we see you eating all those cupcakes behind the glass of ceiling that, and glass doors that you think you're so damn perfect, that my boy Jerry is a retard. And you probably won't live to be 8. So you knock off about 180, then you may, like Jerry. My God. Okay, so Jerry goes back to say, Let's see, what did he say? I don't know what he said because I didn't read the whole thing. Wilson, who governed California in the 90s, was in the room as, oh, Jerry, yeah, well, he was ass-kissing. I think he's given tremendous leadership in what was supposed to be a hopelessly blue state, Wilson said. Christie compared the challenges facing California and New Jersey, including unemployment, the state budget deficits, and lingering effects of the housing crisis. While New Jersey decided to take the risk on a conservative Republican governor and blue state, Christie said, California made the bad choice by going with an old retard. It is unclear whether the success of a Republican in New Jersey is transferable, as Christie suggests, or as many California Republicans hope. Christie benefited from an old electorate at the time he was elected, old, frustrated, not only at the recession, but by highly unpopular Governor John Corzine. Given California's growing Latino population and its placement on the border, the politics of immigration are more problematic, right, for Christie, so he don't know what the hell he's talking about. You know, California's a whole far, far, far away from all the illegals on our borders and all the stuff that Arnold's once again. And that's the thing that kills me with Republicans. We got to take our country back. From what? Our president's been president 4 years. And got it at the worst point since, what, Roosevelt? Take our country back from what? And how, I mean, you know what, for people, that just makes me want to kick somebody in the teeth because Republicans, really, they're just a party of division. And if you're dumb enough to believe half the shit they say, because in the morning they call a Jerry Brown a retard and use all this kind of language, but in the evening, we say how we need to stop all of this division and shit. And the thing about it, the sad part about it, is that Chris Christie and his state did the exact same thing that Jerry Brown, that we're going to read about, did just today or yesterday, cutting all of the pensions for the teachers. And when they said cut it for the teachers, yes, yes, because they sit on their butts, they're not accountable for anything, and all of our kids that go to public school grow up ignorant. So, yes, make them work for their money. So Jerry Brown today did nothing different than Krispy Kreme Christie did in his state. So you know what, Republicans, they're banking on we need all of the races to come out and vote. And some of the stuff I wrote down. The voter ID. Voter ID. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You know, it's such a crucial thing now. Oh, voter ID. Oh, you need a. Oh, here are the Einsteins of the Republican Party. Oh, you need an ID to buy soda, man. Oh, you need an ID to. What don't you need? Oh, to vote. You know what? And like I said, everywhere, and I'm going to keep saying it, you know what? We didn't need a voter ID law passed at the most scariest time in our country in history when people flew planes through our shit. We didn't worry about, well, maybe the same people are voting in their Muslim president. We didn't care about that. But now all of a sudden we care. So that tells me in America for white people that a black president is far more scary than a plane full of Middle Eastern whatevers. Ready, full of Americans ready to just blow them up. That's more scary. Because if you should have had a voter ID, you got ID and everything, I got to take everything off of my drawers to get on an airplane. So as soon as the plane hit, but oh no, not voting. You wasn't worried about it then. So you know what? You need to kiss my balls. And I'm going to grow some balls so you can kiss them. We're going to take a break. This is the Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday. Where Republicans are full of shit. And they're not going to win just because they're full of shit. They want to divide the country. And once they totally divide it, oh, only God knows the rest of the laws that they're going to pass to make sure people of color, people that are poor, can't live like the Romney. And Ann Romney, please, go somewhere and sit down and get on, take one or two of the three or four or six of those meds that you probably take every day to deal with your current life situation. I worked with tons of Ann Romneys, okay? So, oh, my God. But Ann Romney never had a job.
So don't be telling me about women and what women suffer. Please. Don't full of shit. This is a diary room. Chris Christie should be happy that his heart didn't explode. I'm happy mine didn't explode. Let's not judge. We're supposed to be a country of people that accept each other. You know, I mean, damn, well, I am so sorry that y'all needed to go to Africa and get my ancestors and shit. Because it ain't been nothing but a damn living hell since then. Get up off of that shit. You got a black president, love him. Shit, he's going to be here forever because you making sure of that. Got to go bless your old nasty evil. Now, listen to Funky Summer, and I'm going to take a break. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday. I say it like 100 people. Black People Business Wednesday on Tuesday. All right, I'll be right back. Caucasian brothers and sisters. Then it didn't take me long to figure out where the talent was and where it was not. No, but, you know, and my thing is, Republicans have no problem with their little racist-ass statements. Let me see. Mac Daddy. It's one chick that introduced Mitt Romney called the president Mac Daddy. What you know about Mac Daddy? And if Mac Daddy came and showed himself in a dark room, you'd be running and shit on yourself. Come on now, Mac Daddy, really? You're just trying to divide. You're just trying to expose your white base to something that scares them. Is all you're trying to do? Is if the president is scary, he's not even African-American. He's African and white. You know what I mean, Mac Daddy, really? Just being nasty. The Republican Party is just a party of division. That's it. Now, let's see. I listened to the beginning part. Boehner, and he must have been drunk because he kept talking about his dad and mom's bar. And that explains it. If you grew up in a bar, because I grew up in a bar. I grew up in a house that wasn't even a bar. But I might as well have grown up in a bar. Because alcohol was used in my home very responsibly. Okay, and I grew up to use it responsibly. And all he kept talking about was, oh, God is talking about, we didn't make this. We threw them out. We threw them out the ball. I'm like, you're not even fucking funny. I'm like, I guess they were supposed to chant after he did it maybe about two or three times. They're supposed to get it and chant, we threw them out. And he wasn't funny. I think he was more drunk than funny. And I wasn't tipsy or hadn't even had a drink at the time, so I knew he was drunk. So, you know, your president, throwing him out, your president, the president of the United States, Mac Daddy, you know, the give the visual of the president being thrown out. You know, who every racist in America wants to throw a nigga out of something. You know what I'm saying? So, Republicans, just stop. Let me see. What else did I write? Oh, very important. Today is the anniversary of the I Had a Dream speech, Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, I don't think I've heard anybody say it other than, who said it? Maybe Al Sharpton, looking all drunk. Speaking of looking drunk, on whatever nation. Well, you know, God bless MSNBC, because they just give people chances. I love them. They give people chances. They really gave him a chance. He looks drunk. I don't know if he sticks because he's losing weight, but he doesn't look. That pressing curl, more pressing curl. And I love MSNBC. They give people a chance. You know, I don't even know why I said that, but, you know, today's the, and that's where I heard today, and I didn't even know it myself. But I don't think I've heard five people say it anywhere. Today is the anniversary. You know, Martin Luther King, you know, he was a man that lived and died and had children and was murdered. And I'm sure at the time he really, 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 really felt that after all that he had done, that somebody would take his place if in the event. Somebody should have known. You know, I'll take the bullet next, and then I'll take it, and I'll take it. We got to keep taking it if that's what they so choose to give. And he gave the I Have a Dream speech, and all of that was about, the next step was like, it was like economic development, economic advancement for black people in America. This was 49 freaking years ago. 49 years ago. Right? That's what somebody said. Oh, they're right. I didn't even research it. They don't even have me thinking on my main man, Martin Luther King. I Have a Dream 49 years ago. And here we are having voting rights taken away at the most divisive time in our country next to probably 1964. It's really sad. It's really sad. But you know what? Because I've learned how God operates and was really up, and, you know, ultimately this is God's world. He knows what's going on. He's allowing what's happening to happen. And when God gets tired of it, somebody will come through, people get exposed, somebody will rise up, something will happen, it's something, just like hurricanes happen and earthquakes happen, that's God correcting the little things in the earth that need to be corrected. Well, people, he does it the same. So I just pray every day, and I try to do over here in Natomas, California, what I can do to honor God, to honor my parents, and to do my best to help people. And, you know, in honor of God, Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, think tonight what you can do. You know, all that dream shit, all that is just a tag word, you know, just help people. My dream is that we help people. So this is Black People Business Wednesday. On Tuesday, tomorrow, we will be talking about, we will finish up the sit-ins and bus boycott. I think we said something. We'll do all that. It's Black History Day tomorrow. So I love you. This is the diary. And keep it rolling. Keep it moving. Pray and thank Dr. Martin Luther King. And vote.